You are a symmetrical pile of goop. Your skin is a semi-permeable, slightly elastic membrane made from a multitude of flat, circular discs that flake away at the same rate they grow. Look down and see for yourself. You're a sack of bones that has grown in bifurcations. A leg on either side and an arm left and right. These four sticks end in five more sticks, joined by joints we call shoulders, elbows, knees, wrists, and ankles, knuckles, and toes, and topped off with a head and a face, eyes, ears, mouth, and nose. You are a dead body powered by sunlight and moved by gravity. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? The weighty mass that walks the path that waits to pass from birth to death in single breaths, who hopes to outlast their last and sees dying as a wakeless rest. You are a well-formed mass of cells that eats, that sleeps, that hopes and dwells, that sees, that hears, that tastes, that smells. You are a bumbling fool of molecules that houses a conscious jewel, which eludes us because we use it to look at what it is. But a mirror cannot know itself by looking into itself. It must look out to see in. And so our journey begins. You are a 13.8 billion-year-old self-aware experimental work of art, a process in time, not a piece of parts, never complete but always closer in this moment than the last. You are a tessellating remnant of an exploded star. You are the story of how life has come this far and we all share one single common ancestor, not a monkey or a mammal or a fish or a cell, but a star. Starting as a humble singularity exploding into the vacuum of an empty sea, the particles from your head to your feet pushed together so tight and neat that not even light existed between. You are nature and all of its laws, all of its matter and all its forms, all of the suns and all of the sky, all of space and all of time. You are an experimental work of art, a play who has no end, for it had no start. But don't hold on to playing your part, for from who you think you are, we now depart. Is it not strange to you that the present moment is both instantaneously fleeting yet persistently everlasting? The present moment, this one right now, has always been and always will be. Before the Big Bang, where nature's laws are inconceivable to our finite brains, the present moment still persisted and, in incomprehensible existence, reigned. Your consciousness is not in the present moment. It is the present moment. It has no other form of existence than right now and always is right now. Your self-awareness is no more than this moment becoming aware that it has a self to be aware of. You are not a symmetrical pile of goop. You are not a thing. You cannot be destroyed because you were never created, yet you create all that is destroyed and destroy all that is fated to end. You are the infinite moment realized, quite by surprise. When your mind's eye is a mirror, the self disappears and is replaced with what you see and taste, feel and hear, the sky, the trees, the breeze of the fair air. You are not a symbol, not a sign, not a concept, not definable. You are the indescribable beauty of the present moment. You are not you. You are space. You are time. You are reality. You are divine.